Hi guys, welcome to the Aliana Nita podcast. I'm your host, Aliana, and I'm so excited to have you join me for this week's podcast. I hope that your first month of the year started off amazing and February is rolling right in. I hope that you guys are still sticking to your goals and still moving to see your dreams and resolutions come to pass in 2018. This is a great year and it's off to a great start. So I hope you guys are enjoying this year. So we are in the month of February and it is Valentine's Day like crazy everywhere. And I came across a piece of candy that a coworker gave me and it said, be kind. And I kind of meditated on that and I started to think about what do I want to talk about this week in my podcast. And what I decided was I picked four areas to be kind to yourself in. And I think that this will help you begin to love yourself and appreciate yourself even more as you be generous and kind to yourself, even as you are kind to each other. Now, this week's podcast is going to be fairly short because I'm kind of busy. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I wanted to make sure that I gave you guys your weekly podcast. So without further ado, let's roll into the show about being kind to yourself. So the first thing I want you to be kind to is your present, meaning where you are right now. I think that a lot of times we get off track because we're not grateful for where we are, just simply being here on this side of heaven and actually doing something and actually dreaming and going at it again. I'm pretty sure, you know, if your 2017 was kind of like mine, where it was like crazy, like everything just started falling apart, like bit by bit, or even if you ever experienced a very difficult time in your life, maybe you overcome a disease, or maybe you had a bad financial time at one point, or maybe you lost someone or whatever, you know, you may have felt like you would have never gotten through that. But because you are here and you overcame it, I think that we should focus sometimes we lose our focus and our grip on just being thankful that we are here, that we're sane, that we have our mind, and that even though things are not perfectly put together, or we don't have all of the things that we want, we still have a reason to be thankful and continue to move forward. So I think that you should be grateful that you are where you are, even if it's not exactly where you wanted to be. I think that also too, you should be thankful for your journey and your path. Like, everyone's story is unique and everyone's story is different, and your story is what make you you. And because you are still here and because you're still pushing, your journey is something that you should be proud of, whether you liked every bit of it, but it's something that you should be proud of, and it's something that has made you become a better person. So I encourage you to be thankful for where you've been and where you are now. I also want to encourage you to remember that where you are right now today won't be where you always will be. Hopefully you'll constantly evolve and hopefully you'll continue to grow. And as you do so, you'll find yourself in a different spot. Maybe next time this year, you'll be looking at yourself with more money in the bank, or maybe you're smaller, or maybe you're more wiser, or maybe you've learned more lessons, or maybe you ended something. I don't know, but next year should be different for you. So just appreciate where you are right now and continue to move forward into what is next. The next thing you should be kind to is your mind. My goodness, guys, your mind is the most valuable thing that you have. I often tell people, as a business owner, the most valuable thing I have is my mind. I need my think space to be clear. I need to be able to move forward quickly and recover quickly because my company demands it. And also my lifestyle demands it. So you want to be kind to your mind. So you need to unpack all emotional trauma, anything that's happened to you, maybe in your childhood, or maybe when you were an adult, or when you were in college, or when you was hanging with your friends or whatever. You need to take time to unpack that emotional trauma, because that's like, you know, if you think about your computer, right? That's like memory on your RAM that's being stored, and it's a copy in space. And And you have to live your life according to the rules that you've made in your mind, right? But when you free yourself from all of the baggage and the bondage and the traumas and things like that, you get to think freely and you get to think more clearly. And I'll talk a little bit more about that because I'm reading a book on it. And I also have a special podcast coming later on this month to talk about that. So I'm going to save those details for later. But I want to encourage you to begin to unpack the emotional trauma in your mind. Also, if you need it, get some counseling. Now, I am a huge fan of counseling, and I have personally gotten counseled myself. It is something that I truly value, and it's something that has really, really helped shape and change the dynamic of my life. So you, and to be kind to your mind, you definitely should seek counseling if you need it. Also, too, you need to take rest, you need to take breaks, and you need to go on vacation. You need to give your mind a break. I was recently talking to my mentor, and she was telling me, I am going on a vacation this year, and I'm going to go somewhere where I don't have to make decisions. I'm just going to get up in the morning. I'm going to eat food. I'm not going to worry about where I'm going or what I'm going to do while I'm on vacation. I'm just going to go and have a good time. And that's something that I believe that everybody needs to do, to just go on a vacation where you don't make any decisions. You just, hey, I'm just here to rest. And even if you can't go on a vacation right now, I say take some time to just give yourself a break. If you're working 8 hours a day, give yourself 20 to 15 minutes to just go and close your eyes and shut out the rest of the world. Turn your brain off so that you can just begin to just appreciate your mind, one, but two, to just give your mind a break from overthinking or trying to solve someone else's problems, but give yourself the room to just be easy. Like, just take a load off. So I encourage you to just take a break and make sure that you're getting your proper rest. Like, you cannot be healthy if you're not getting good rest. So I know we all have heard that saying, sleep is for the dead, I'll sleep when I die, and all of that weird stuff. You need rest now. If you want to have a thriving and successful life, you need to rest your body. So take some time to just rest and take some time to just breathe. And that's my encouragement for that. Also, I want to encourage you to forgive yourself and to forgive others. I read this quote that was so interesting, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it says, when you forgive, you set the prisoner free, and you find out that the prisoner was you. When you do not forgive yourself and when you do not forgive others, you become a prisoner to that. And if you want to remain a prisoner, then don't forgive. But if you want to be free and if you want to be kind to your mind, you definitely want to learn to forgive and forgive quickly. Guys, we have got to learn that forgiveness does not empower the person that did you wrong. It does not say what that person did was right. But what it does is really free you. It lets you be you. And I cannot belabor that point enough to say that forgiveness is really, really important. And I also read this quote too that says, the reality is people mess up, but don't let a mistake ruin a beautiful thing. And the way that I interpret that quote was, the beautiful thing is not the relationship to me personally. The beautiful thing is you. Sometimes we get to the place where we become so hard-hearted and so guarded that we don't know how to just be us anymore. It's almost like we forget who we are and we become a prisoner to a situation. And so I say, don't let unforgiveness ruin the beautiful thing, which is you. Don't let it ruin who you are. Don't let it change your personality, and don't let it change the way you think. So I want to encourage you to forgive yourself and to forgive others. The next thing you need to be kind to is your body. You need to eat to live, you need to drink to nourish, and you need to exercise to challenge yourself. Listen, guys, if you want to be kind to yourself in any kind of way, you want to make sure that you are taking care of your body. Your body is your temple, and you need to make sure that it is functioning at its optimal rate. So that means go to the doctor, take your vitamins, take your medicine, make sure you rest, make sure you wear your glasses, whatever the case may be, whatever it requires to be you, you need to make sure that you are doing it. So take care of your body. And finally, I want to encourage you to be kind to your future. First of all, guys, we have to begin to act like we have a future. Now, I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably thinking, I know I have a future, and that's great. But we have to begin to act as if we have a future. So what I mean by that is that you have to begin to educate yourself for what your next is. I was sitting in a leadership class recently for the last past 10 weeks, and a guy named Tylette McNeely said to me, and he said to the class rather, he said that your training is never for today. It is always for tomorrow. And he was talking about how he was trained for 8 years, I do believe, in the Army in what they call peacetime, to spend 1 year in the Iraq war. And so I think that that was such a dynamic quote, because you have to begin to educate yourself for your tomorrow. So that means that you need to learn about stocks and bonds if you don't know about it. You need to go back to school to get your bachelor's or your master's or your PhD or whatever it is that you need to do. You always need to prepare yourself for your next. It is vitally important that we do what we need to do to educate ourselves. Maybe you don't know what the next step is, but when you do take time to search and seek to find out what the next step is, then you need to begin to educate yourself on how you can be an expert in that field or expert in that realm so that you can be the very best. The next thing you want to do is give it your all. Once you find out what your future is headed to, you want to pour everything you have into becoming the best. That's so key, because sometimes we feel like we want to haphazardly fall into things, and that very rarely happens. So if you really truly want to be kind to your future, make sure that you give it your all. The next thing you need to do is invest in yourself. So that means that you need to, if it's going back to college or whatever it may be, or taking a professional class, or developing a trade, or getting a mentor, or joining a think group, or whatever it is, you need to make sure that you invest in yourself. Also, too, you want to make sure you prepare your finances. And I was going to add that one in, but I decided not to. But you need to be kind to your finances. Make sure that you're saving money and you're storing away, you're getting rid of debt, you're doing everything that you need to do to be successful and prepare for whatever your future holds. So that can be having children, that could be buying a home, that could be getting married, or whatever the case may be. You want to make sure that you are investing and preparing yourself for what lies ahead of you, for what you don't see. So guys, I hope that encourage you to be kind to yourself, be kind to your body, be kind to your mind, your future, and your present. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, make sure you share with your friends and followers. Make sure, guys, that you are following me on social media. I am Aliana Nita on everything. And also too, if you want to know what I am reading, you can join my book club at goodreads.com and search for Aliana Nita book club. I'll make sure that I link all of this stuff down below in the comment section or in the show notes. So I appreciate you guys listening to me. And as always, be blessed and stay relevant.